The Lady of the Apple by Laura Riding, 1926. The Lady of the Apple. Of old there was a spirit, it was dark until it felt a pity for itself, when the tremendous darkness shrieked and broke of its extreme and shone, mothering the light that had been once but pain in the heart of night, the night original and nameless. What brought morning and what made the dark a mother to light and men? Nothing but woman and a spirit could have wrought so safe and slow its ruin in perpetuity and peace. Men bear the torches higher in their hands each year. Each year the light is younger and a little closer to the light ahead in the fresh gloom. For it is gloom, it is not yet. Only the ancient dark is sure. Woman is there, the somber of every woman remembering the black when it was all. It shall not be forsaken. She is content with faith to stay. The derivations lie too far away, though she deliver them, and though they be lovely to think upon. It is a mission for men to scare and fly after the siren luminary day. Someone must bide, someone must guard the night in sorrow and tearless, understanding how night was a quiet always and was first. Stillness can be forgiven if it be a watch. Even sleep, sleep most of all, can keep the spell of life continuing in law and love. It is a tyranny of women to ask another watch, a wakefulness. Men have their fealty and franchise and their grief as well, for while the world is old and all the stolid wombs, they must go far to bear the new fruit to its season ahead. The minutes are made, the years ensue, and more they are divided who divided but to be more fully one. The fragments dance and do believe. Sometimes a clasp can bring a memory of origin to stay the fever, and in the pause resume once more the ancient emblem, the immense control of all that might be and what might be nothing. But it is more than fever. Men go on, and they are not consumed, and space leaps up from the swift foot. Earth is made of flesh and wind, paced into the arpents of a marathon. At a time of full arrival, when the course is rounded forward to a destined birth, of more than earth and continuity, of more than sky, song nearly, yet never song, because it dare not waste the voice required to cry if more be terrible beyond. The sluggish female will arise. She will depart as well when sleep is over, and love, the blind labor too. She will receive as children born of her, yet hitherto not looked upon, the many lights of one titanic darkness, the untasted fruits of an intense asperities of night. The Lady of the Apple, she will kiss their burning cheeks and cool the bronzen bloom. The Lady of the Apple, she will eat. She will reclaim Eden of gloom and sun. Now she remembers. She is home. She knows. When chaos first grew wise and warm, she was daughter to Saturn, Hestia of the hearth. Her fire is life, an instinct in the dark, a veil against the cold, a single sense of pilgrimage. She bore even men to go. She made them true. She was herself but fair. Under the veil her face will show. The Sphinx in smiles, deliberating beauty is to see and be at once. But sight is slow. Her eyes are stupid to approach herself and creatures she stood opposite her. She waits. She has much patience. She has love. She is beginning and end, not end until they come as her own self upon another self. They will be back in her deep heart, sowing an ancient wisdom fresh with its own seed. Turn up the earth, uncover her tomb, turn up her Pentecostal cheek, immaculate and slain with lilies. Numbers in the blood unpetal, and a resurrection springs out of the woman's mouth for the last act of love, a word. Cease, legendary mind. The uncommon sound of truth will shatter truth, shock vastness into dust. Time lasts one moment, infinitesimal except to fools, increasing space with courage of themselves to timelessness. When future has them all unburdened of manfulness and all acquitted of destinies, the vision that was foretold to darkness will be lovely with a promise and pledge, renewal from discovered lips, quick with the certain need and pain of speech.